Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, March 24th, to welcome two guests to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Mary and Laura Spann. Mary and Laura and their parents and their siblings are members of Mountain Brook Baptist. They're in the 10th grade at Altamont. They were baptized in 2016, and they are twin girls that are 15 years old, and I can't wait for you to hear more about them at the end of the podcast. But first, they're going to read for us from Deuteronomy chapter 2. Thank you, Mary and Laura, for joining the podcast.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm Mary, and I'm going to read chapter 2, verse 1 through 23, Wanderings in the Wilderness. Then we turned back and set out toward the wilderness along the route to the Red Sea, as the Lord had directed me. For a long time we made our way around the hill country of Seir. Then the Lord said to me, "You have made your way around this hill country long enough. Now turn north. Give the people these orders. You are about to pass through the territory of your relatives, the descendants of Esau, who live in Seir. They will be afraid of you, but be very careful. Do not provoke them to war, for I will not give you any of their land, not even enough to put your foot on. I have given Esau the hill country of Seir as his own. You are to pay them in silver for the food you eat and the water you drink. The Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He has watched over your journey through this vast wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you, and you have not lacked anything." So we went on past our relatives, the descendants of Esau, who lived in Seir. We turned from the Arabah road, which comes up from Elath and Ezion Geber, and traveled along the desert road of Moab. Then the Lord said to me, "Do not harass the Moabites or provoke them to war, for I will not give you any part of their land. I have given Ar to the descendants of Lot as a possession." The Emites used to live there, a people strong and numerous, and as tall as the Anakites. Like the Anakites, they too were considered Rephites, but the Moabites called them Emites. Horites used to live in Seir, but the descendants of Esau drove them out. They destroyed the Horites from before them and settled in their place, just as Israel did in the land the Lord gave them as their possession. And the Lord said, "Now we get up and cross the Zered Valley." So we crossed the valley. 38 years passed from the time we left Kadesh Barnea until we crossed the Zered Valley. By then, that entire generation of fighting men had perished from the camp, as the Lord had sworn to them. The Lord's hand was against them until he had completely eliminated them from the camp. Now, when the last of these fighting men among the people had died, the Lord said to me, "Today you are to pass by the region of Moab at Ar. When you come to the Ammonites, do not harass them or provoke them to war, for I will not give you possession of any land belonging to the Ammonites. I have given it as a possession to the descendants of Lot." That too was considered a land of the Rephidites, who used to live there, but the Ammonites called them Zamzumites. They were people strong and numerous, and as tall as the Anakites. The Lord destroyed them from before the Ammonites, who drove them out and settled in their place. The Lord had done the same for the descendants of Esau, who lived in Seir, when he destroyed the Horites from before them. They drove them out and have lived in their place to this day. And as for the Avites, who lived in the village as far as Gaza, the Kaphtorites coming out from Kaphtor destroyed them and settled in their place.
Hi, I'm Laura, and I'm going to read the second part of Deuteronomy chapter 2. Defeat of Sihon, king of Heshbon. Set out now and cross the Arnon Gorge. See, I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his country. Begin to take possession of it and engage him in battle. This very day I will begin to put the terror and fear of you on all the nations under heaven. They will hear reports of you and will tremble and be in anguish because of you. From the desert of Kedemoth, I sent messengers to Sihon, king of Heshbon, offering peace and saying, "Let us pass through your country. We will stay on the main road. We will not turn aside to the right or to the left. Sell us food to eat and water to drink, for their price is and silver. Only let us pass through on foot, as the descendants of Esau, who live in Seir, and the Moabites, who live in Ar, did for us, until we cross the Jordan into the land the Lord our God is giving us. But Sihon king of Heshbon refused to let us pass through. For the Lord your God had made his spirit stubborn and his heart obstinate, in order to give him into your hands as he has now done. The Lord said to me, "See, I have begun to deliver Sihon and his country over to you. Now begin to conquer and possess his land." When Sihon and all his army came out to meet us in battle at Jaz, the Lord our God delivered him over to us, and we struck him down, together with his sons and his whole army. At that time, we took all his towns and completely destroyed them, men, women, and children. We left no survivors, but the livestock and the plunder from the towns we had captured, we carried off for ourselves. From Aor on the rim of the Arnon Gorge, and from the town in the gorge, even as far as Gilead, not one town was too strong for us. The Lord our God gave us all of them. But in accordance with the command of the Lord our God, you did not encroach on any of the land of the Ammonites, neither the land along the course of the Jabbok, nor that around the towns in the hills.
Thank you so much, Mary and Laura, for joining the podcast today. You guys both have beautiful voices, and I can't wait for the congregation to hear a little bit more about you. Mary, can you tell us about y'all's family?
Sure. So we have six people in our family, and I'm a twin, so I have a twin sister, Laura. We have an older brother, James. He's 18, and we have a younger sister, Margaret, who is 8. And then we have 3 dogs and 2 guinea pigs, which we've already given away a lot. So we used to have about 20.
Oh my goodness. You guys have a lot going on at your house. Laura, tell me a little bit about y'all's school, where you go, what grade you're in, what you're studying, etc.
We both go to Altamont, and we're in the 10th grade there. My mom went there and my grandmother also went there. So that's kind of how we got interested in the school. We both take Spanish there, and it's a lot of fun.
And do you guys do any sports?
Yes, we do. We do track and cross country.
Okay, well, that kind of segues into another question. Mary, tell me about some of y'all's favorite activities.
So I love running. I love cross country and track. And then I also love dancing. We dance at Steeple Arts and do tap and hip hop there. I love going to the lake and going to Camp Skyline, which we go in summers.
Okay, Laura, is that very similar for you as well? Do you guys share your favorite activities?
Yes, ma'am, we do. I really like all the same activities that she does.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit about your aspirations for the future.
So I definitely want to go to college and then get a job. And I'm interested in medical something. In the medical field, and then I definitely want to move back to Birmingham, I think.
Okay, Mary, do you share those same aspirations?
Yes, pretty much the same.
Okay, this is going to be a fun one. All right, Mary, I want you to describe Laura's personality for me.
Okay, well, she's very determined, and she always strives for excellence. Also, she always speaks her mind and says whatever she's thinking at the moment. But she's also very caring, and she's very clean and organized. She likes to organize things.
Now, I've heard a little bit about her organization skills. How does this come out at your house?
Well, her closet's very organized, and also she likes to organize things around the downstairs and in the kitchen, like cabinets in the pantry.
Oh, man. Laura, you can come and organize my office anytime you want. Okay, let's do the opposite. I want you, Laura, to tell me about Mary's personality.
Okay, Mary's very brave and hardworking and talented, too. And she's also very caring and reliable and responsible.
Wow, you guys thought very deeply about this question and have said some really sweet things about one another. That's something that I admire about your relationship. I feel like you love each other so dearly. Did your parents instill in you this idea that you had to love one another so deeply, or how have you grown to love each other so much?
Well, they've definitely been an influence, but also we go through everything together and we can really talk about whatever it is to each other all the time.
All right. I want to hear, Laura, about how you guys came to faith in Jesus.
Well, we've grown up going to church every Sunday. We started off going to a different church, but we became members of Mount Brook Baptist when we were pretty young. And so I've had some really good Christian influences in my life, like my parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, and godparents. And so the Christian faith has just always been like present in my life. And I got baptized when I was 9.
Okay, tell me a little bit, Mary, about y'all's baptism, because you were both baptized on the same day, correct?
Yes, we were. I think we were in third grade. It was October 9th, 2016, and that's when we decided that we would take Jesus into our heart, and we got baptized by Dr. George.
Wonderful. Okay, I want to ask a little bit deeper question about your faith. Is there any time when you have felt him, or is there a moment where you're like, man, I just saw the Lord at work?
Yes, definitely. One time recently that I saw him at work was when we were going on our youth ski trip to North Carolina, and the roads were all icy and it was snowing, but we prayed that we would make it there safely, and he was definitely at work and got us there safely, even when it was very hard driving conditions.
I remember Mr. Joel texting or calling Wayne and saying, what do you think we should do? So I love that you guys stopped and prayed and that the Lord provided in that way. Laura, can you think of something else that you would like to add in on that question?
There are a bunch of different times, like at school, if I'm really stressed out before a test or anything, I can just pray and it'll get better. And also, like, if I'm really nervous before a track meet, and if I'm struggling with like a friendship or anything like that.
That's a wonderful reminder that the Lord wants to hear us and he wants us to come to him and to lean on him. Okay, Laura, tell me what you guys like about the church and the youth group.
It's a really fun youth group. I really love the Wednesday night Bible study. I feel like I can say anything that's on my mind there to those people because they're so accepting and everything.
Tell me how it goes. What are y'all studying? Who teaches? And then do you do prayer requests at the end, or how? What's the format?
Well, we're studying right now a curriculum called Can I Ask That? And it's a sticky faith curriculum. And it's really good because it addresses questions that that I've definitely thought about before and been wondering about what an answer to them might be. And so it's really nice to discuss them with our group. We have some really great leaders there, Miss Ginger, Fallon, Miss Jamie, and Haley.
Wonderful. Mary, are there any other things that you would love to add about youth group that you love to do?
Well, I just love really the fellowship that we have in all the youth group members. And like Laura said, that we can just talk to them about anything, really, anytime.
Oh, yeah, and we love chapel choir, too.
Tell me a little bit about what you guys are singing right now.
So we're working on two a cappella pieces. One, we snap to it, and that one's very fun.
That sounds fun. And then the other one?
The other one, the altos, tenors, sopranos, and basses are all, like, kind of the background, and there's a soloist.
Which part do you guys sing?
We are altos.
Okay. I can't wait to hear both of those. As we end the podcast, I would love to hear what each of you would say if I asked the question, what is your favorite Bible verse? Mary, you start us off.
Well, I have a couple. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. Tell me both of them.
Okay. So the first one is, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." And that's Ephesians 2:10. And then another one is, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And that one is Isaiah 41:10.
And Laura, tell me your favorite verse.
There are so many, but I think my favorite right now is Hebrews 12:1, which is, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And one reason I really like that verse is because there's a metaphor to running, which is something that I love to do.
That's wonderful. I love connecting our faith with the things that we do practically. Mary and Laura, thank you so much for joining the podcast. Would you guys join in and pray with me as we end the podcast?
Sure. Do you want to do a popcorn prayer?
Well, I know what a popcorn prayer is, but maybe not everybody that's listening in knows what that is. Tell me about popcorn prayers and where you learned this concept.
So it's a prayer when you go back and forth or whoever can say it. And I learned about it at Camp Skyline, where we go every summer.
Okay, so one person starts and then you designate who's going to end, or how does that work?
Yep, you just kind of popcorn around. So you can say, one person can start and they can say Popcorn Mary, or we can just decide on an order.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, let's try it together, and maybe each of us can pray two little times and popcorn back and forth. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for Mary and Laura and for their willingness to read for the podcast. Please bless their family and bless the youth group.
Thank you for bringing us here today to read Deuteronomy chapter 2, and please help for it to stay in us and the things that we learned.
Thank you so much for all of the listeners, and I pray that they will all have a great week and a great day, and so will we.
And Lord, I just thank you for the reminders through these verses, and we ask, Lord, that you would help us to run the race with endurance, remembering that you have already won the victory for us.
And thank you so much for Mary having us today to be with her in this podcast about your word.
And thank you for the reminder in Deuteronomy 2 that you are always having the victory and you strengthen us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.